Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Olu Starling, coming to you this day from with the Anointed Word Ministries. And I pray, praise God, that you had a beautiful day and a lovely day, and you started out right with the Lord on your side. I thank God, praise God, for being here, because many laid down last night that did not get up this morning. We have a lot to be grateful for. We laid down, we got up, someone laid down, did not get up. That means they went on into their destiny. But I thank God for being able to come to you this morning with the word from the Lord, with the word, praise God, of acknowledgement. And I'm asking the Lord Jesus, Lord Yahuwah, that we would be able to open the word that you may understand it. Because the word declared, out of all that getting, let us get understanding. Without understanding, we have nothing. We have nothing to, praise God, to be able to work with, because understanding brings about communication. Amen. And I thank God today for that. I thank God for you, you, and you. And if you are there, get your friends, call your neighbors, call the unsaved loved ones, call the sick to come and hear the word of the Lord. For the word has life, and the word is life. The word, praise God, was given to us through our Savior, Yahuwah and Yahshua. And that means, praise God, we have something to turn to. But today, praise God, I'm going to be talking to you today from Colossians 3:1-17. And the question today is the old man dead? Is the old man dead? What that means is that because when we was born in iniquity and sin, and we came into this world in sin, and we operate in sin. And until we do a separation from the flesh and the spirit, we operate in the spirit, we know, praise God, that we are connected to the Lord. But when we operate in the flesh, we are connected to the enemy. Because the Bible declared that in Romans 8, that the flesh is an enemy to God. It is an enemy. He does not deal with the flesh. He does not deal with the flesh at all. He only deals in spiritual realms. Amen. So the question today is the old man dead? We must first kill the flesh before the flesh kill us. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about, Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for allowing me to be your mouthpiece and ambassador for you today. And I pray, praise God, that the word that go forth is filled with clarity, that they may understand and get understanding, that they may know that there must be a separation from the fleshly body, and that they must worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Father, I thank you once again for allowing this to be so. And I bless you. And I know, praise God, that your word will not go out void, but it will go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. Your word never goes out and come back empty, but it goes out and accomplish whatever it has been sent. And today, Father, I send your word into the atmosphere that it may fulfill its destiny. I give you praise and I give you glory for it. In your name, Yahuwah. Shalom. And today, praise God, we're talking about the old man. Is the old man dead? That was a question that was asked. Is the old man dead? Is your flesh dead, or is it still alive? And that was once, praise God, a man named Joseph Stalin, and his collapse before the parliament. And some believe him to be dead, beginning to shout and to rejoice and congratulate one another over his apparent death of that evil dictator. But Stalin, however, was far from dead. And many of those who rejoiced and paid with their lives, as I considered that, I began to realize that the Christian's life is similar. Amen. But when we come into this world, we are born into a sinful fleshly body, a body controlled by the world, the devil, and its own lust. In Ephesians 2:1-3, James 1:14, and then one day you come to Jesus, come to Yahuwah for the salvation. Do you remember the glory of that moment, the joy of that incredible feeling? It felt as if it felt so good and oh, but wait, how your heart rejoiced. It wasn't long, however, until it began to dawn on you that the old nature was still active. Yes, yes, the flesh is still alive. Perhaps you found yourself being drawn back to some of your old ways. What you once did, you still do it. But I heard the word say that when you become a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away, and behold, the old things are passed away, and new things take place. Mean things that you once did, you don't do anymore. You found that how now that there was a spiritual struggle going on inside. The struggle is real. In Galatians 5:17, it says, it was at the moment that you realized that your life was going to be a struggle. And in this struggle, when Paul writes about here in the verse, he said he give us some ammunition to fight the battle. See, you fight with the flesh every day because the flesh says, Paul said, that I would do, I could not do. And that I could do, I would not do. But, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? The flesh is sin. And then he was saying, praise God, to remind you that there is a battle, there's a struggle. He laid out some principal things. It followed, would help us to live the right kind of life before God and the world. Paul is telling us how to gain the victory over the old man. The old man is your flesh. The new man is your spirit. And in the change of the new life, a new heavenly desire, affection, that which is mine, the mind is set on that which we on our side, on the right side, which is the heavenly side. And when we get saved, we are changed, and we ought to set our hearts on things which are glorified by God. You see, many of us, praise God, we set our hearts on things, but it starts on the world, the things of the world. There is no salvation in the things of the world because the Bible stated, praise God, that everything shall pass away. Everything shall pass away on this earth. This is only temporal. But the real life is in the spiritual realm. You must practice to go into the spirit realm. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, we are to be motivated by the heavenly and not the earthly. Well, what motivates our life? The things we see on this earth. We have no ears or no eyes to see or to seek the things that is heavenly before God. Like the needle of a compass always point north, so should the Christian always be drawn by the heavenly pull? A new heaven delivers. It's when we came to Yeshua for salvation, we died. More than that, when we died on the cross, we died with him. In Romans 6:6, the old man is of sin. Our old nature died at Calvary, should have. Therefore, we have been liberated from sin. And there are no longer no slaves to sin. For Romans 6 states, 6 and 7, the old man nature seems very much alive. It is. It has only been reckoned dead. In the minds of God, it died. However, we still have to live with it every day. We'll have a battle with this flesh every day and not giving in to it, but it is dead even while it is alive. Praise God, hallelujah, for the day is coming when the old man will both be reckoned dead and literally die. 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 54. A new heavenly destination. Our destination should not be standing upon this earth in this world, because this world is going to disintegrate. This world is going to pass. This world is going to be done away with. The word of God said, everything shall pass away except the word of God. The word will stand forever. The word ever means ever. But right now we are in what? We're in Yeshua. In Ephesians 2:6, he literally saves and possessing eternal life. One day soon, we will be with him in his glory. At that day, we will be like him. 1 John 2:3, 1 and 2. Thank God for that. The child of God is as sure for heaven as it is as if we were already there. Romans 8 and 30. The word of God is true, whether you receive it or not. Some people don't want to hear this, but the word declares they preach it in season, out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. I don't have to preach because you don't like it. I got to preach because you got to be told. And these truths alone ought to be enough to make the child of God live for Christ. 1 John 3:3. The challenge of the new life. See, the Bible says when you become a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away. New things take place. What I used to do, I can't do anymore because a new life has been taken place. The old life. Well, I used to once was a homemonger. I can't homemonger anymore. Well, I used to drink, smoke, do everything I thought I was big enough to do. I can't do that anymore because I have taken on the new life. are challenged to be negative, modified to be put to death. The mortuary, the mortuary, that sound negative, but often a negative response to something is only valued one. And then it says, praise God, surgery to remove a ruptured appendix, extracting a broken tooth, weeding a garden. God is saying that a part of yourself needs to be put to death, and that we have been elected to do the killing. The word of God says, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Sin brings about death. A challenge to our new nature. Paul names the activity that needs to be put to death. Naming sin, people don't like it, but it's necessary. Paul groups our sins into two groups. The sensational sin appealing to the sense. The sin of pleasure. Fornication, sexual impurities of any kind, uncleanliness, a life of impurity, fused by improper motives. Depraved compassion, a mind that dwells on sin, usually easily satisfies the mind, also conducts ways to satisfy the flesh. The physical aspect, evil consumption, a lust of the sin, the mental aspect. Covetousness, the sin of always wanting more, more, more. The act to adultery, the social sin, related to your dealing with others. We often try to rationalize our lives and justify ourselves in these sins. But sin is sin. It doesn't matter who does it or where it comes from. Sin is sin. But they are still wicked and defiled. Anger. Sudden outbursts need to be given to Yahuwah. Wrath refers to God's judgment on sin. One day, God is going to judge every man according to his sins. He said, whether in the body or out, you will be judged. This is the sin of playing God and passing judgment on others. That's not our place. We are called to bear fruits, not inspecting. Malice. Ill will towards others, including a desire to injure and get revenge. Romans 12:9. Blasphemers speak with slander in each other, either God or man. Most common form is gossip. When you attack God's greatest work, man, you are essential to attacking God himself. Filthy communication, foul speech, coarse of humor, obscure of gesture, lying, anything less than the absolute truth. When we lie, we have joined hands with the devil himself, John 8:4. But the Bible says he is the father of lies. He's the one that birthed the lie. That's who he is. Satan is the devil. He's the father of lies. These are the very causes of loss to under God's wrath. In John 3:36, the only difference between them and us is the grace of God manifested through the blood of Yahuwah. And if you are saved and are living in sin, you will not get away with it. You will either repent or you will face a chastisement. In Hebrews 12:5-11, a challenge to be new. The Christian is called to put off, literally cast off from oneself, the characteristics of oneself. We are to do this whether means necessary. And we must flee evil in our lives. While the above activities are mindset and characterized by the world, the following are evidence of salvation. Sadly, in many Christian lives, these things are exception and not rule. Put off once and for all. Put off once for all. Here are the new deeds of the new life. Is the old man dead? Is the old man dead? The fruit of the Spirit. The forgiveness of the saints. The fragrance of the Savior, the fulfillment of a spiritual life, characterized by direction. It is no more the flesh, the world, and the devil for the believer. Now it should be the will and the word of God. As they depended upon the word, dwell richly, to inhabit in abundance and to be at home in Christianity, daring not to be to the Bible. The word cannot get into you until you first get into it. Hallelujah. And when it get into you, it will control you. A new declaration of the word. The new declaration of the word to instruct and to want to warn of evil. The saints of God are to have a heart for their wayward brother. Restore to set a broken bone. A new demonstration before the world, a heart of praise will fill the believer with the new man in control. My God, he said, no longer are we interested in pleasing the flesh, but every decision is based on whether or not bringing glory to the Lord, such as his life controlled by the new man. And the conclusion of the whole matter, is the old man dead in your life? If not, it will show up on you. The ancient Roman custom of forcing a murderer to wear the corpse of his victim. Death ate him and drained him of life. So is it with us who control your life. The flesh, the world, the devil, or the Spirit of God. It is wrong. If the wrong one is in control, your life will be out of control and less than pleasing to the Lord. But you should praise him. His name, he allows a new beginning. The Lord is saying to us today, you say you love me, you say you know me, but yet you spend no time with me. Then he says, he was said, the day of judgment, depart from me, for I do not know you. Who are you? You never spent time with me. You spent no time with me. You don't know me. You never studied my word. You don't know my word. I don't know you. The Bible said, my sheep knows me. He said, and a stranger, they will not follow. That means when God hears your voice, he knows who you are. He don't have to ask, who are you? He know who you are. Because he says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Which means that you're not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Every time somebody says something, you agree because you don't know or don't have the understanding, which is literally the spiritual understanding. We must understand that we are spirit beings, not fleshly beings. We are not, God does not govern us by our flesh, but he governs us by our spirit. The Spirit of God must dwell in you. For the word of God declared that he that has not the Spirit of God in him is none of mine. You are none of his. If you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling in your inner man, you are lost. You do not know the Lord. You don't have the Lord. You got a lot of people, praise God, reading the Bible, but they don't understand the Bible. They read it, but they don't study it. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. If you're not studying the word and reading the word, two different things, my friend. No, you have to study. The Bible says, study my word. Study the word. And you can rightly divide the word. But if you read the word, you don't know the word. That's a difference in both of those. Both of one reading and one study. You must study to break down the analysis of the word of God. And he said, those when I come back, I'm coming back for a church without spots or wrinkles. What do you mean? I'm coming back for those that are of my spirit. Your spirit will take flight and go with the maker. If it's not the one that you're supposed to be with, he said, I will cast you into outer darkness. I'm going to ask you, who are you? But if he knows you and you made a relationship with him while you're here, this is the place you must come to work to get to know who God is. So when you leave this place, he's going to know who you are. He don't have time to figure out how you are at the judgment because he's going to be too busy. He ain't got time to figure out why you didn't do it. No. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You have to understand the devil know the book. He knows the word. He was with the word in heaven. He knows this book, but he can't live it. The devil can't live the word. He want to live it, but he can't. It's not in him to do right. This is why he can't live it. So what he does, he brings about things that attract you to pull you away from him so you don't know it. The word of God says, the way to heaven is narrow. It's narrow, narrow, narrow. He said it's a narrow journey. And there are only going to be a few that's going to find that journey. You see, everybody's not going to heaven. People want everybody to think, going to heaven. No, you're not. There's requirements to get to heaven. So if you don't know the requirements and you think you're going, you're in trouble. Because he said, narrow is the way, straight and narrow is the way, straight and narrow. He said there are going to be only a few, but you hear me good, only a few. Now he said few, not thousands and thousands. He said only a few is going to make it in to heaven through that narrow gate. Because everybody wants to do it the broad way. It's the narrow way that you must take to get to the maker. And at that day of the judge, of the white judgment, there will be no time to consider what you want to do. Will you make it in? That's too late. The people at the work can say, too late shall be the cry. Because many assume that they got it right. If you don't have a relationship with God, you don't have a relationship with him, not your mama, your daddy, your preacher, your grandmama, I said a relationship with the Father, you will not be making that journey. It's bad, it's sad, but it's true. Ain't no time to sugarcoat it. If my kids don't do it right, in hell they're going. If I don't do it right, in hell I'm going. There's no respect of a person. Every man got to work out his own soul salvation. And how does he do that? He get the connection with the Master. You get a real connection that you can talk with him and he talk with you. He said, who are you? You never sat in my presence. You never took the time to come to me in my word. You never took the time to pray to me. You never took the time to conversate with me. Do you not know when he created Adam, the biggest important thing was him, was communication? This is why he would meet Adam every day in the garden at the same time, because the communication was what kept them going. The communication. And that is why today when people don't communicate, there's a big breakdown. Communication is the most important thing. Talking and communicating with understanding. The world is in a mess because we can't communicate. Right now, we praise God, everybody got phone. Nobody wants to talk to God, everybody on the phone. They don't cut the communication in the same house calling people room. In the same car, calling people, texting people in the same car. How stupid. Because we done cut the gap of communication. That was God's foundation, was communication. Everybody stop now. They got a new challenge now. And the devil done put it out there, he done cut out the communication. Nobody find time to talk to God no more. Nobody find time to get in his presence. We all have to pick up our communicators and talk to God, but God is not pleased. He asked you a question. Is the old man dead? If the old man is dead, then you are connected to the spiritual man. But if that flesh is alive, God can't deal with you. He said, I will not look. God said, I will not look upon flesh. He said, I won't look upon flesh. So that means don't even think he's looking upon your flesh, my dear. He'll look up and look to you in the spirit. This is why David had such a great relationship with the Lord, because he communicated to him in spirit realm. He didn't communicate in his flesh. And David's relationship with God was so key, praise the Lord, that he was able to say, David, you are a man. He never told another human soul that, but he told it to David. You are a man after my own heart. And he was not talking about the fleshly heart. This is where people get it mixed up. The fleshly heart, the Bible said, there's no good thing that dwelleth in this fleshly heart. So it is deceitful in all its ways. Deceitful. The fleshly heart is deceitful in all its ways. There is nothing good that dwells in the fleshly heart. It's deceitful. That's why he said, I only deal in spirit. In your spirit, man, is where God connects with you at. Not the flesh. So if you do not have the Spirit of God in you, my friend, my radio listeners, you are not connected to God. He that has not the Spirit of God, he said in the word, you are a bastard and not a son. That's the word. You're not connected with God. In spirit, you are a bastard and not a son. Only the sons of God communicate with him in spirit. So you got to learn how to separate the flesh from the spirit. The flesh from the spirit. That's how he talks to you. That's how he communicates with you. In spirit. And that's why I say to you today, praise God, a spirit don't die. It lives forever. It does not die. So what he's saying to you today, take time to figure out, are you operating in your flesh or are you operating in your spirit? You must realize only the spirit you can get to God. Because he don't deal with you in the flesh. Praise the Lord. We thank God, praise God today. Think about it. Is the old man dead? Is the old man dead? That was a question. Is the old man dead? The old man is your flesh. That's what it is. It's your flesh. Your flesh is the old man. You still operating in your flesh, trying to act like you're spiritual. You ain't spiritual. You're not spiritual. You're a fleshly spirit. That's what you are. You're not spiritual. You're fleshly. And God can't get to you because you're flesh. That's why he said, kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. This flesh will kill you. Will have you going put to death. Because the flesh wants what it wants. And the spirit wants what it wants. That's why Paul stated what he said. Oh, wretched man that I am. He didn't say spirit. He said wretched. Wretched fleshly man that I am. Who's going to deliver me from this body of death? Because he knew his flesh was death. Because that I would do, I could not do. And that I could do, I would not do. I need to be delivered from this. I can't get through my spiritual journey because of my fleshly body. I always want to satisfy my flesh. You must allow the flesh not to rule the spirit. Praise the Lord. I pray, praise God, that you was interested and got something from this today. Make you think. Is the old man still operating in you and on you? If he is, my friend, you are in danger of hellfire. You got to shake it. The Bible said when you come to Christ, you are a new creature in Christ. If you ain't come to him, you're not a new creature. You're still there operating in the flesh. When you come to me, old things, you get rid of all them old habits you used to do. See, I used to drink, smoke, and hang out in the bars and fornicate and do all kind of stuff. I don't do that no more. I can't do that no more. He said, a new life has taken place. Understand? So I'm saying to you today, think about it. Make the Lord your choice, and you can't go wrong. Not me. But I pray, praise God, you was blessed in the word today. Thank God for you listening. Thank God for you tuning in. If you praise God, and I believe God got here. Hey, he got what you need. He got exactly what you need. But you must go to him to get what you need. God, is my flesh dead? Help me kill my flesh. That's why David said what he said. He said, Lord, I have sinned against you. He admitted he had sinned it. But he said, Lord, cleanse me, wash me with the hyssop of your word. You be blessed. You be blessed until this time tomorrow. We will bring forth the message, is the new life active? Amen. You be blessed. You be blessed.